Hello, and welcome to This Week in Recycling. I'm your host, Hannah Carvalho. Today, we're going to be looking at REMA's opening registration for its 2025 convention, CW Metals celebrating a successful inclusive cohort pilot program, and SolarCycle adding a new solar recycling facility in Georgia. On Wednesday, September 4th, CW Metals held a celebratory lunch to recognize 3 months of success, 6 new hires, and a positive shift in company culture after joining the Recycled Materials Association's Inclusion Cohort Pilot. Attendees included CW Metals employees, community partners that they worked with in hiring, as well as the consulting team from James Emmett & Company and Opportunity Enterprises. Like most manufacturing companies in a tight labor market, it can be challenging for REMA members to find qualified employees. The inclusion cohort supports REMA members in tapping into a population that faces much higher unemployment rates than average, adults with disabilities. The program provides members with training on hiring and retaining an inclusive workforce, and then connects the members with individual candidates that are qualified for roles they are looking to fill. 4 REMA companies signed onto the pilot program: CW Metals, Charleston Steel, Allied Alloys, and Ferrous Processing and Trading. Cohort members gain access to monthly meetings to share lessons learned with one another and to receive specialized ongoing training. Neil Bice, co-owner of CW Metals and REMA Vice Chair, and Crystal Palmer, CFO of CW Metals, learned about the pilot from a REMA board meeting in the fall of 2023. I remember looking at Neil during the meeting, and he said to me, "I think we can do this at CW Metals," Palmer recalled. We were put in touch with Kathleen Parks, Senior Director of Employment Services and Transition at Opportunity Enterprises, and the folks from JEC, who followed up with phone calls and meetings so we could understand the opportunity. Opportunity Enterprises and JEC toured CW Metals' facility and analyzed its workflow, safety, and culture to get a sense of the company's needs and candidates that would be a good fit. It was clear that Kathleen and the team at JEC knew their workforce, Palmer said. It was clear from the way they analyzed our business to helping us set expectations for the pilot, to setting up interviews and facilitating job coaches for new hires. Parks also provided current CW Metals staff with training to educate them about working with people with known disabilities. "We can provide training to employees, but it's really about training businesses to be ready to work alongside this amazing untapped workforce," Parks said. "So we got CW Metals ready, and JEC found the candidates and an organization in the community who could support the new hires. By participating in the program, CW Metals gained strong new hires and a better understanding of how to work with people with different abilities. They were also able to do additional sorting on certain commodities with their newly hired talent skills, leading to increased revenue. This program has been a win all around," said Jeremy Vang, Human Resources Manager at CW Metals. "It's been great for the company. We know that the new employees have found meaningful employment where they can make a positive impact on the world, and it's been a good experience for the rest of our staff." On Thursday, October 31st, SolarCycle, a technology-based solar recycling company, announced a 5-gigawatt recycling facility in Cedartown, Georgia, in partnership with Georgia Governor Brian P. Kemp. The 255,000-square-foot facility will have the capacity to recycle and recover materials from 10 million solar panels per year, enough to process an estimated 25-30% of the U.S.'s retired solar panels in 2030. It will initially recycle 2 million solar panels per year and scale as the company meets growing market demand for end-of-life solar services and domestic solar supply. The facility will be adjacent to SolarCycle's solar glass factory announced in February. The glass factory will be the first in the U.S. to produce specialized glass for crystalline silicon photovoltaic and will have the capacity to manufacture 5 to 6 gigawatts of solar glass every year. SolarCycle will employ more than 1,250 full-time employees across both locations once the campus reaches full capacity. SolarCycle currently operates facilities in Odessa, Texas, and Mesa, Arizona. The new recycling facility is move-in ready and will be operational mid-2025. The adjacent glass factory will be operational in 2026. On Friday, November 1st, the Recycled Materials Association announced that registration is open for its annual convention and exposition in San Diego, California, at the San Diego Convention Center. REMA 2025, the show, is the largest recycled materials industry event in the world. REMA 2025, the show, promises to bring the content, experiences, networking opportunities, and more that recyclers have come to expect from our annual convention with the new energy and excitement around our new name, said REMA Vice President of Marketing and Events Jason Gly. Attendees can look forward to discovering equipment and services to take their business to the next level, gain insights from a diverse set of speakers who are leading authorities in their fields, and of course network and make memories that will last a lifetime. For 4 days, the recycling community will come together to sharpen their skills, gain knowledge, build relationships, grow their businesses, and celebrate each other. REMA 2025, the show, in sunny San Diego, promises to be an experience like no other, said REMA Convention Chair Andy Cohen. With featured speakers, innovative exhibits, dedicated networking events, and fun, REMA 2025, the show, will provide tools that will help recyclers take their companies to new levels. If you're a recycled materials industry professional, you cannot afford to miss it. Catch the wave and register today. Thanks for listening to This Week in Recycling. We'll see you next week.